Yo, Trifec in the house. Say what's up.
Hey, man, y'all know what's going on.
SJ out here, how's it going, man?
Featuring Kimmy.
Man, you know.
Okay.
You know
what's going on, bro.
Okay, so I actually have a good question. Well, in the essence of everything, there's space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like, everything comes from space. Do you believe that?
Everything comes from space.
Space is the basis of the essence of...
When you say space, what are you talking about?
You know, I don't know. So what is space?
So
you can't make that face.
No, you're good. So you're saying that everything comes from space.
Yes.
So you saying that, can we assume that space is everything?
That's a good question.
Yo, SJ might have done just did something there.
Oh. I think everything has space.
Everything.
No, he's saying, so you said everything comes from space. So he's asking you if space
is everything.
That's crazy, bro.
Shit, I can't answer that. I mean, like, I would assume from the...
But you
from the looks of it,
mm-hmm.
right? From what I've understood, is that it's yes.
So I'm just trying to understand, like,
okay.
So space in terms like we talking about outer space or just space in terms of like, damn,
a void of matter. Is that what you mean by
even
space?
What are we talking about? You're talking about like right now we're in a space right now.
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking about?
See that term.
I see your question.
Yeah.
So essentially your question is what is space?
Yeah.
What essentially is space?
Because even in time is space.
Exactly. And this here is in space.
Yes.
This here is in space. We yes. are in space. Everything uh-huh. is in space.
Yes.
I see what you're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
But is space everything?
Is it?
See, we can confidently... It sounds like we can confidently say that everything is in space. But...
I don't know about that, though. Because as far as I know, there's we're talking about matter. Because even right now, we're in a space, right?
But
there's things in this space that we can't detect. Like, they know
yes.
that. Like, dark forces that are not detectable by us.
Yes.
So, if that is true, then right there we know space isn't everything.
Mm.
Unless we can include that in space.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dark forces? What do you mean by dark forces?
Well, I personally don't know enough to go into details, but... there's essentially dark matter or matter that
mm-hmm.
if you look in an area like outer space or something, there's mm-hmm. areas that are not accounted for in terms of like our traditional sense of matter or like antimatter,
yes.
whatever you want to call it, but it, like
it doesn't follow traditional properties.
That's a real thing.
Yes.
They call it dark matter or
yeah,
whatever,
I've heard that
whatever
term.
They call that term. I'm not the best person to go, but that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But man, y'all
see, that's the problem with this question. I was like, see, now we're delving into an area that we're not.
Yeah, we all.
We're
we
not.
Don't know
exactly. Because, like, from what we know, in our current knowledge, we can say that everything, personally, I can say that everything is in space. Everything is in a space. Personally, I can say that. Based on what I know.
This is like interesting because I feel like the first thing I thought of when you brought that up is like because of what we're saying is like it's almost like the question of like what is a whole? It's kind of reminds does that remind me,
yes.
reminds me of that, right?
Yes.
Like, what's like
what
I just
is
hear
a whole?
From you, like what is a whole to
what
you?
Do you yes, I this is a good question.
What is a whole?
What yeah. is a whole? How would you define a whole?
Damn. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how would I would define a whole. Like, because there's so
exactly.
many different holes.
That's a beautiful way to answer it.
Yeah. I don't.
There really is.
But if you look at fundamentally, like, a whole,
Yeah.
Like, even this, like, bottle of wine, like, right. If I take this cork off.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we can agree that's some type of hole.
Yeah.
Maybe some people disagree, but, like, that's a hole. But, like, what is that? Like, is that, like...
space.
Is it space or is it not space? Like, what? Like, what is that? Like, is it...
I mean, I wouldn't... I mean, space, I would say, is a part of the hole. But does it make it...
Does it make it a hole?
Like, the whole thing. You know, exactly. Exactly. I know space is a part of it.
Man, I don't even know what I'm saying
anymore. I know, but I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm trying to get at.
It's a good point,
I see what you're saying.
It is a good point. But, like, we look at that, and we can say that since it's some sort of container, right, there was an opening, right?
Yeah.
And it goes down, it goes into this container. We constitute that as a whole, right? Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So, would that be similar to something like a trash can, right? You open that trash can, you drop something in there, that would constitute a hole, right? Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
It can.
So I don't know. That's crazy.
But when you walk into a door.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
When you walk into a door, are you entering a hole?
You're entering a space.
But is it a hole?
What's a hole, right? That's the question, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just reminded me of that because I just realized stuff like that, man.
That shit is crazy, man.
That is... It's like some Inception type shit,
like,
right?
How would you describe a hole? Is it a void of matter? Is it a void of... Is it just a void? Is there something that defines a certain constituted area of a perimeter around something, and then there's a void in the bounds of that perimeter? Is that the hole? Or is it just that perimeter itself being the hole?
Ooh, there you go. That's what it was. That's, yeah.
I mean, this is a tough...
Tough question.
...topic. Yeah. I think this is something that lots of scientists are just... Because this is also an artist question, mm-hmm. an artist observation, is that we use these things from science... Performing artists, when you're in this room, that why I'm bringing this up is because we're dealing with physical things, visual stuff that we can see physically, you know. Mm-hmm. But then we're aware of these things that, it's like as people, that you just are tangible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what they realize is that space is the thing that just doesn't escape the presence of like you know, the tangibility, and it's like what you can see, like what you see is like you'll always see space, you know. You don't really see time, right?
You can see space.
Yeah, like you can see space. There's space in the visual, like the five, you know, observations of a human can do is that you can observe space, mm-hmm. and from space comes time. Time is just a capsule of space. So it's just like space is the essence of, you know, our observations as human beings. So it's just, it's an interesting topic for sure. Is that with, you know.
So you're almost saying that we can only really interact with space, even though time is coupled right with it?
I didn't say any, no limitations. I just know that space is what the term that they use when we're in this room, that they know is that they at the end at the yeah. forefront, you're in space. Wherever you are, you're in a space.
If I made this statement, humans have a tendency to fill space.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I mean, I wouldn't disagree. Yeah, I would not disagree. Everywhere I go is a different space.
You ever think about the times when, let's say you're driving, right? You're driving on a road that's two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the left lane, and there's a lane to your right, and you're in the lane that you're in, Let's say there's a line of cars, right? And the right lane is completely open. Just no one in the right lane.
Mm.
What is your... Do you have an urge to go to that lane? Have you ever been in a car and on a lane where it's like... You see, you're feeling four cars in a row. And then the lane to your right, you just like, there's nothing there. For like the whole four lanes of cars that you're in, the lane to your right is clear all right. The way up.
Yeah.
You have a tendency to switch to that lane?
You know...
Yo, that's crazy.
That's so like in theoretical sense, maybe.
For me, for sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, even if I, even if it's like not even conscious, like I,
you just do it.
Subconsciously want to do that.
You just do it. And like, if you didn't do it, someone else did.
And then you have the thought of doing it.
Exactly.
You know, this reminds me of when, like, almost, I'm going to talk about the same thing with driving, like, almost when, like, you know, when there's two lanes
mm-hmm.
and there's one car ahead of you in the lane you're in, but there's a right lane that's also going the same direction,
mm-hmm.
but it's open and mm-hmm. you're at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
You might not even be trying to pass that person, but you might just scoot on over that lane.
Yep.
That's what...
Similar.
Yeah. Yep. It's almost like the same...
Yep. It's like a tendency that we as humans have. Space. Do we fill space? Do we have a... Yes. Do humans have a tendency to just fill space? We live in a space. Our homes are a space. But think about it. This, when you walk into an empty house, no one lives in an empty house. When we buy a house,
we want to fill it up.
We want to fill it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's to show that we have stuff to fill space.
Yeah.
And the essence to be able to fill space constitutes success. This is my this is me making a statement though.
Or progress.
Yeah. This is me making a statement that humans have a tendency to fill space in order to show that them as humans are, in a way, filling space is a sign of success.
Let me ask you something, because what you just touched on something that's really interesting. So the space thing, personally, and just from what I've observed, mm-hmm. that's like something people do. Maybe not everybody, but mm-hmm. a lot of people can relate to that.
Yes.
The success thing is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, I made a jump.
And I know what I know why you did that. I made a jump. Because you make things interesting. That's what you do best. I think, like, what is success to y'all?
Mm.
Like, what does that mean? Like, Alex, what is that?
Success to me?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I could answer it of like how other people have answered what is success.
What does it mean to you though?
To me, I think success is having everything you ever really needed. Yeah. That's just needed. To me. Needed.
Very careful words.
Very
careful words.
So,
what about you though?
Me? I think my biggest definition of success, I would equate it to the word happiness. I think, personally, to be successful, you must be happy. So happiness, to me, equals success, and success equals happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I can do to reach that state of pure bliss is me being successful. But see, the thing is success is so subjective and just in definition...
Right.
That, for me, happiness is different from what it is to you, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah. But the thing is then we have to define what is happiness. So that, you know, then
I was about to argue your point, because there's a lot of successful people that have committed suicide.
Exactly.
Clearly not happy.
But they are successful.
Exactly. But then they're clearly not happy, though.
Right.
So to me, success equals happiness. But in all essence, what is happiness now? Because now I've personally defined success equaling happiness, but then I have, you know, the burden of proving or describing what happiness is.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, happiness to me would be a more difficult thing to explain, because I've already used success to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, what I think is interesting about success is, one, I think a lot of people, before they even know what success is, chase it. So people out there chasing something, it's almost like finished going racing, but you don't know where you're going.
You have no clue.
So you grow up being, all you hear is success, success, be successful, but success, right? You don't even know what that means.
What is
that? But you're chasing it.
Exactly.
So some people, they never sat down and was like, wait a minute, what am I chasing?
Exactly.
Right? Which what is success? Success? They never sat down and was like, what does that word even mean?
What is success? Where did it come from? You?
What were my parents saying? What were these people I was around saying, right? So then people, that's why somebody, you might be 33 years old, millionaire, you have everything you want, the girl you want, and feel empty inside. Yep. Because you was chasing something you didn't even want to chase. Somebody else told you to chase it, so you feel empty. So that happiness thing...
You chased their success.
Facts, right? Yep. Right? And so it's like, you almost have to first sit down and decide what that means to you. And that happiness thing comes in there because... Some people chase an idea of happiness that they ain't theirs either. Like, they, like, you could look at, let's say, Alex in theory is with some girl and he seems happy on Instagram, Facebook, all that. Some people go, oh, I want that. And they chase it and they get there and they don't feel happy. But it wasn't your happiness.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. That was his.
You have to, I don't think there's a set definition of happiness. You got to find yours, though.
Yep. Yeah.
For both success and happiness.
When do you feel alive?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I think is interesting. But I also think another thing, and this is me personally, I feel like me being successful is like what Alex said, a little bit of what Alex said. You need to have what you need, not want, need.
Yes.
Everything that you need. And then also a sense of happiness that you touched on. But I think that if you live a selfish life and have everything you need and you're personally fulfilled, but you didn't give... When you die, you're going to feel that. Even if you don't feel it throughout your life, when you die, you will feel that you didn't give.
Yeah.
I think you can run from not giving, but you can't hide from it. And so, the last part that people don't talk about is that giving part. Because, man, when you give to somebody and you don't tell the world or nobody knew you gave and you didn't expect nothing in return, that's a different type of feeling. So, the combination of those three things... I think if you start heading in that direction, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's... I'm really, really strong in that whole giving thing.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa, really strong whoa, whoa. That, what you said, man, probably have to say it twice, because that's...
That, it might lose some people.
That's a statement that, like, sends chills down your spine, because that's a profound-ass statement. You said...
basically... Yeah. Cause this took a piece of what everybody said. Like Kimmy was questioning you. You talk about success. Clearly, people can be quote unquote success and not happy. So they're different, right? So you can achieve great things and not be happy. But we would all agree. We'd all want to be happy. So that's important, right? Alex touched on having what you need. No, you can want everything in the world. It's not gonna do nothing for you. What you need, right, to sustain life, right? Take those things for granted. So you need that. You also need to find out what happiness is, which is personal to him, subjective. Mm-hmm. But then you need to give.
Bang.
Now that one's gonna, I probably lost people with the give thing, because we live in a society where it's all you, yep. you do you, right?
Yep.
Now go ahead and do you for 40 years and tell me how you feel at the end. You're gonna feel empty. Gotta give. And by give, I mean do things for someone that is not you and do not expect anything in return. So the combination of doing that and the fulfillment you get from that, seeking happiness and understanding happiness, then also making sure you're grateful for having things that you need.
The crazy thing is these things might even go hand in hand.
They do. That's why I think my definition of success is those things, is the balance between those things. The balance
between those things.
Because that's privilege. If you can get there, that's a privileged state.
That's to be crazy. In. That's crazy.
Because some people have everything they need, not happy, and maybe they give. Some people give, they happy, and don't have everything they need. So it's a crazy little balance.
Yeah.
Crazy little. Like there's some people, right? There's some people don't have food guaranteed every day. They might even be missing a leg.
But they're happy.
So it's like a really weird balance. But I think that my personally, I don't really have a definition for success and all that, but I think that it for sure needs to be redefined. Yeah. I agree. I could go on.
No, I agree. I think that's, wow. Yeah. I think the addition that you added in terms of giving, in my eyes, when I said success equals happiness, and I think it also equals giving too. Like,
when you could provide for the people around you. But not just give. You can give anybody anything, but it's like change, like yes. impact.
Yes. Leaving some sort of legacy, some sort of thing that stands the test of time and what's the word here? Like, compounds
on itself. See, I know what you're saying. It multiplies on itself. Yes. But the only way to do that is when you give something that can live yes. for somebody else.
Yes.
Because you're going to die.
That is truly a legacy.
Right there. So you could have physical things that are your legacy. But yes. when you have something living inside of somebody
yes.
else.
Yes.
Sorry, man.
That is crazy.
What is that at the end?
Like, let's say, Alex, I met you. And I was in despair.
Yeah.
But you gave me hope. You told me that I was going to be all right. And mm-hmm. you showed me that. But then you died. Let's say God forbid, if something happened to you. Man, I still might have that hope even when you're gone. So for the rest of my life, they're going to hear, even though they might not meet Alex, they met Alex.
They heard about him because you lived through him. Mm-hmm.
That right there is real power.
And when you can bring that, if you can make that, like, if that's how you reiterate yourself through time, bro, that's crazy.
That's why everybody feel that whole Nip thing.
Crazy.
Like, a lot of people don't know him, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, even everything he did, he was trying to empower people, man.
Yeah.
So when he was gone, even if you didn't like him that much, you felt that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, in everybody else's lives, there's people that, you know, people have lost people. And you know, depending on what's going on there, of course, you feel that too. But, like, usually the celebrity stuff, you know, it don't matter to you, you know what I'm saying? But some people, like, you know, they really felt that. So.
You know how many times y'all mentioned empty, time, and space, actually, without even saying those words? Without even saying space, actually. But how many times time and space correlated to what exactly to everything that you've been saying?
Man, you could tell us. I don't even know.
All of it, actually. So, like you said, that if I have an impact in your life, and you carried it with you, right? It's a space that you hold of me.
Man, it was tied to not right there.
And you carried it with you through time.
Yep.
Time and space. It's a human thing that, hey, yo, you know, we've just... See, this it relates, dude.
Like, this is why he Alex B, man.
It's there, man. I'm telling you, space and time. Everything you guys just said, it's there in the core of it all. We carry those things. It'll always be there, you know? So it's interesting, right? Very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm interested in people's behavior a lot. Mm-hmm. Nowadays more so than, I mean, I was always interested in behavior even when I was young. But I like so in the floor when we're doing when we're doing viewpoints, this thing called viewpoints. So there's this thing called spatial relationship, right? Spatial relationship. And so you go onto the floor and you choose where you are every time. And it's a curiosity of, like, everything you do right on that floor is conscious. For the most part, that you think is mm-hmm. actually conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a subconscious working too, believe it or not. You may think there's a conscious choice, like, okay, I made this choice randomly, you know, yeah, that I chose to be right next to you, maybe 5 feet away in this, the whatever, blah, 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 certain amount. But there's a subconscious working too. It's like, I didn't actually choose to be that much closer because I wanted to give you some space.
You know, because I didn't feel comfortable actually like being pressed up against you. That you didn't acknowledge, but your subconscious was doing this because of like your... these things aren't just... because there's so many thoughts going on in your head.
The conscious is late. It's always late.
Yeah, so it doesn't... your conscious doesn't reach that many of your thoughts. The brain's thoughts. So it's like... it's interesting because... if you're working at a high performance level... humanly, like, duty, you know, act... you can literally forget what you do on the stage because you were at such a overly conscious level of being. You weren't able to remember because you were heightened, you know. That happens. People put on the best performances of their lives in the theater and they don't remember what the fuck happened because they were so overly conscious, like, just whatever happened, they couldn't remember. They don't know. They don't know. Like, they, because it was over their conscious level of what happened, what had just happened. It was amazing. That's it. Everyone said it was amazing. The performance is amazing.
Yeah.
And they asked them, like, how'd you do that? It's like, I don't know. And they never did it again. They were never able to do it again.
Yes.
Yeah, you're touching on some stuff that's, that potentially, like, when you say they never did it again. I definitely felt that. Would you say there are some people that have figured that out in terms of being able to
access that? Yeah, I think so. I think people have. There's high performers in this world, and some are able to keep it a secret. Some are able to, you know, hide behind the facade of I'm just a normal, like, people, we're all normal in a way that we can relate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I think when you access a certain part of yourself and you're able to tap into that many times due to, you know, repetition, I guess, it may or may not be controllable. But I feel like it's a lot of the times something out of body, mm-hmm. you know, that it's just so out of body that you can't control.
I think sometimes you just talked about something crazy, because
it is crazy.
That flow state you're talking about, I think it doesn't matter what you do in life, you're going to hear about that flow state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all love basketball. You know, some of the best performances we've ever heard. Or even when you listen to people talk post game, they'll just let you know they went unconscious.
Huh.
Doesn't mean they was unconscious. Like, they was obviously conscious, but their focus wasn't on their awareness of what they was doing. That's why they don't know how they did it, but they tapped into something.
Yeah.
That's, and it's almost crazy. A state you want to get into. Or even if you're talking about rapping, like, some of the best things you ever heard, they was freestyles. You didn't even know that. I feel like Wayne was constantly, he was in tune with that.
Yes. He was in a different level.
He wasn't just turning that on. Like, he was in tune mm-hmm. with that. Like, truly. I don't know, man. I think that right there.
Flow.
It really is flow.
That's exactly a term that we use,
flow
too. State.
It is flow. Like, yes. It has to be flow. Some of the greatest things you'll ever see come from flow.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, though. I think the best thing is a combination of flow with structure.
Always.
Now, when your structure looks like flow, some of the best actors we see, actresses, mm-hmm. I think they tap into that. Like, they practice so much, but they have that flow with it. So it comes off as authentic and you relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes off too structured, we're like, yo, what is this? I'm good off this. But like, if we feel like we can connect to it because of that flow, hey man, the rest is history after that. That's when you got the Jamie Foxxes, the Chris Browns, the Michael Jacksons, Leo DeCap. That's when you start having that going on, bro.
The greats, man. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing because I particularly pay attention to people's behavior and their, not just relationship to people, but like their relationship to themselves, you know?
We pay attention to how people.
Yeah. I mean,
relationship to yourself.
One thing is, it's one thing to watch how people treat others, but like, how do you treat yourself? You know, like, how do you hold yourself to that standard?
Yeah.
Yeah. How? What's your standard of yourself? You know, what kind of standard do you have of yourself?
You know what's crazy about what you just said?
Yeah.
I just, in my mind, have thought of situations where I know people who don't really have to have a standard for themselves, but they demand a lot from other people. But they're not like evil people. They don't even know that.
Yeah.
They haven't even drawn a line between the standard they have for themselves and what they have for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I mean, I'd say the last couple of years, I spent a lot of time realizing I ain't shit. Like, I already knew I was shit, but, like, I ain't shit because, like, I feel like there's moments where I had these expectations of other people, but then I was like, what are you doing, bro? Like, I wasn't even doing nothing. So I got to raise my own bar before I can ever go and even have any type of expectation.
Yeah.
Raise your bar before you raise the bar for your expectations of others.
Mm.
Personally, though, I mean, y'all could do whatever you want. Me, personally, I just realized, wow.
You know, say that again, too. Raise your bar before you raise the bar of your expectations for others.
Because people are smart. They can see, like, if you sit there and demand all this stuff from them. It's almost like when you at work, let's say you're in a restaurant. We all had that restaurant job. Maybe some of y'all still got that, like, where you doing all this hard work and your boss is like over there, you know he's not going to help you or doing the nitty gritty work and he demand all this stuff from you. There's a level where you're like, why are you talking to me like that, right? But when you have a boss who's really down, ready to get down and dirty with you, it's a different
it's a whole different tell, ball game.
See, people feel that.
Yeah.
Especially when you, I don't know, there's something about that. But it's an interesting topic though.
Similar to what you said, is kind of like when Kobe Bryant says no one's expectations is higher of Kobe Bryant than himself.
That right there.
Yep.
He's like, man, no one's
expectations. He'd be tying the knot. It's something special, bro. Alex, there's something about that, bro.
I mean, I figured that's what you were getting at, is that your expectation of yourself is higher than anybody else's expectation of you. Like, it should be that
way. That was implied by what I was saying, but I think that's personal. Like, if you're trying to be great, then that's there. But if you're, you know, you're obviously not everybody's trying to be great. But I think a good place to start is to ask yourself what your bar is at, and then ask yourself what bar you set for other people. Ask yourself. I don't know, you can do whatever you want, but that's a good place to start.
It's crazy. When you start asking these questions and you start wondering what these answers are, it really changes you as a person, because you really start to analyze what it is about you that holds value to you, you know?
Yeah, please do this.
And it's like,
that's actually really,
but it's
really
like, true. Not very many people do that. Not very many people sit down and ask that question, like, what is it about myself that I value?
Yeah.
That I can push forward and keep raising that bar. Right.
I think that older people, you do it better as you get older, like, naturally. But if you could tap into it at a younger age, that's the key. Because, like, obviously, we all 30-something, 40-something, we're going to obviously be way more in tune with ourselves, so we're going to be aware of these things. Mm-hmm. But to tap into it now, or even sooner, or even help the younger generations tap into it earlier, that's the difference maker.
And that is something you can give. That will reiterate, that will be taken into.
And they'll eat it up too. Yep. Little kids. Yeah. Like, this whole standard where we need to baby little kids, that's gotta go. Yep. You teach a kid how to play the piano when they 3 years old, watch how they gonna play when they 5. Yep. So that growth period, don't play with that. Don't baby little kids.
They're sponges.
They smarter than you.
Yep. Yeah.
They smarter than you.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Especially in that period of time.
Yep. Oh man, they learn fast.
Like, imagine, think about the fact that there's a baby crying, weighing around a corner. They don't know what they sing. And then all of one day they say a word. Yeah. So, like, there was a period between when they said a word and when they didn't, that they was soaking stuff.
Yeah.
So you can't play with that, man. Stop babying your kid. Like,
start. You see, that's the problem. Like, we have, not we, but, like, society has put this, like, weird, like, subjective thing on, like, you know, babies. On, like, young individuals that, nah, they young. Like, don't worry about that. Like, that's not something that applies to them. But it's like, Is that because that's something that you said, something that you stated that, yeah, it doesn't apply to them? Because you stating that doesn't make it true, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously whatever that goes on affects them too. Mm. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what their full capacity is because we've only let them go to the bounds that we've set. Mm. Why cap that bound? Like, you know, like...
See, that's where, people who really trying to affect real change, people telling you they want to really affect change, you got to watch what they do with the younger generation. Watch how they talk to them. Because that's where it's going to happen. I think a lot of people they want to change things so bad, but they think they're going to change in the moment. But the real change is like, change what's around you. But then if you go backwards and go to the generation that's behind you and help change that, that's when you know you're really about it.
I don't think...
Because you might not get to live to see all that.
I don't think very many people are going to understand what you said there, but that is fucking key. That is so big. That is so big.
Say that again?
So, like, you know, if you really trying to make a change in how people think,
yeah,
you could change how the people that are your age or older think. That's great. But when you go back, especially like the younger generations that's younger than you, and help change how they think,
yeah,
we know you serious, because there's a day you won't be around and they gonna live through that. So you know you really was trying to change it.
Yeah. You can tell the people that are trying to start something, trying to create something that'll give until they're gone, by seeing that. Mm-hmm. If you can see that in someone that's trying to genuinely improve the generation behind them.
Yeah.
Like what you're saying, if you can see that in someone, you need to be either associating yourself with that person or giving that person a position of power, because they can make a change. Because if they genuinely are passionate about doing that, man, there's not very many people that have that mindset.
Yeah.
That are willing.
The craziest thing though about change is there are some people that are just for some reason predisposed to being better vessels of change. Like LeBron, I could go try to do what LeBron's doing and impact people, but he might have a special gene.
Yeah.
Because you could have 10 people in a room who all want to make a difference and they're really about it, but one of them connects to the people different.
In a way. Yeah.
Those people, in my opinion, are the ones that really got power.
Yeah.
Who really have that gene that they just can connect to people
and they
influence them.
Yep.
They the ones that's got to step up.
Yeah.
But
we got to let them step up.
True. But in my opinion, I just noticed, like, there are some people that people just love.
Yep.
Mm.
And,
with that doubt.
They powerful.
Without a doubt.
That's ancient. Wow.
Damn. Yeah, watch what those people do. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, because of group thinking, those people, hey, man, real power, bro.
Plus, LeBron has, like, I mean, he's fucking wealthy as fuck, so he can do a lot of things.
Yeah. But if you actually go back to his first, like, couple interviews while he's still a high schooler,
he's a genuine.
He was
he's a good human being.
He was there. As a young dude, yeah, he was in tune.
Yes. His
he's a good human.
His heart and the way that he carries himself has not changed a bit.
That right there.
Changed one single bit from when he was, what, 17, 18? Until now. He's 34 now. And you can tell, like, I mean, he's never had a scandal in a day in his life. Like, that was there at a very young age.
See, those type of people, they're rare. Like, I think we all want to be special. Like, yeah, we all special in our way. But there's some people that's like, dude,
that's next level.
That's like, dude, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
go watch him as a little kid. He got a little voice. I mean, obviously, he had a deep voice, but he was obviously a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he was.
He was speaking some shit, man.
You go back and look at that. Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck. Great, great topics. Conversation.
Yeah, man. It's always a good talk.
It's 2:17. You got somewhere to be?
Maybe, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, bro.
Oh,
we can convene soon.
Yep, that'll be good.
So SJ. Yep. E-Man.
SJ.
Easy Steezy. Sabas. Kimmy.
Sabas.
You guys are...
you gotta say that close to the microphone.
What are we?
Go ahead and say that.
You guys are too woke.
I'm still. You gotta say it in that voice you said earlier, because you classic now.
I don't think I can make that happen twice.
I think we need to make happen.
Boogie, the what?
No. I'll say she gotta use that same voice.
Sleep. You tired. Yo,
she fighting. My mind's blown after that.
She a trooper though. She over there fighting that. We seen me in class, so we know she a trooper, man.
Yeah, this dude, man, had bobbing ass.
During my test, too. We had a proctor walking around. Man, still this recording. Dude.
You ever try to take notes when you're falling asleep, and it's like...
You ever try to take a test while you're falling asleep?
Babe, we would be taking a test. I fucking test. I'd be sitting right next to this dude. I look over like, oh, I'm having a tough time with this question. I want to make sure he's having a tough time, too. I look over, this dude's just... And I see that.
I aced that test though.
I'm like, what? He's asleep? I'm like, fuck this shit. I'm going to sleep too. I fall asleep too.
Listen, when you get to the point, yeah, man, in and out of sleep, taking a test, proctor looking at me like, yo,
what are you doing?
You can tell he walking by trying to check on me.
ACT, the biggest test we take in high school.
Snoozing.
Fucking sleeping.
Hey, I fell asleep.
Some of the best grades I ever got from tests I slept
in. Yeah. But the thing
is. You getting your answers in your sleep or what?
I think he's just tapping into something.
No, he probably is.
The other realm I
at
draw
some
from.
Point, this dude will just be like, wake up, and just immediately start bubbling. Yeah.
Yo, like,
what the
SJ know too much. Like, if he's seen too many things, like, I gotta keep him away from me, bro.
There's
some things that I forgot that SJ know about
what
me
the
that
hell?
I'm not supposed to.
I've seen some
of the craziest things, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that's unbelievable, bro. When I look back one day and start telling my story, SJ gonna be one of those people. Even Alex too. I'm like,
yeah,
yo,
you three.
This dude was.
You three.
That's crazy, bro.
We just go. I mean, it just goes back.
It does.
Hey, man. We go back.
Right. I mean, they go back farther though. So like, that's right. Yeah.
The way that happened too was so crazy. I was just good energy, dude. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
I knew
one.
It was right. Like, he pulled
yeah,
up on his bike. Hey,
happen.
Man, can I come in? Can I join y'all? Whatever. It is. I was like, yeah, get your ass over here. Join them. What are you talking about, bro?
It's crazy.
What are you doing,
the
bro?
Craziest part was he had an older brother, the same age as my brother, a younger brother, the same age as my sister.
Yeah, and the crazy thing to me is when you told me about when you guys first met, you said you got on your bike and you were looking for something.
And he found it. Wait, that
I
day?
Found it, yes.
Yo, that's insane. Because
I got on my bike. I was like, yo, I'm so bored. I need to find some
that's
people.
That's so insane.
And I start riding my bike and I see nine, 10 people just.
Your age.
My, like, similar age. I walk up. I was like, hey, guys. I can only imagine how that looked like. This little punk-ass kid is walking up like, hey, can I play?
Different type of social back then.
Oh,
I would bring
man.
Everybody.
Social butterfly.
I was really like, we need a spot to hang. Yeah. It was like, so it was funny when you pull. That's why you probably said like, what the? Because like, you pull up. Like,
it was
almost
so
like we was waiting for you to pull up. Like,
it was so open, man. Like, it was
up,
like,
bruh.
It was like I was meant to. It was weird, man.
Yeah, bro.
It was so. It was like I was meant to be there.
Didn't look back since, man.
And then when did you come along?
I met them in middle school.
It was middle school.
Sixth when did grade. You meet? You met.
I met you Spanish class, sixth grade. I met him, 7th grade English.
What was her name, that teacher?
Which one?
That Spanish teacher? It was a lady though, right?
Yeah. Oh, who sounded like a man though.
It was, yeah, she was,
yes.
She knew her Spanish. Bro.
But
she
did though. I knew of you in...
sixth grade?
In sixth grade.
Yeah, so did I. Like,
because
I knew
of a
you.
Dance. It was like a dance thing we went to. And you were dancing at it. I was like, yo.
Oh,
this dude
wait,
is
wasn't
nice.
That?
No, that was eighth grade.
That was
eighth grade?
I didn't come out of my shell until
yo,
eighth
that
grade.
Was a
bro,
crazy moment. Too.
I think that day,
yo,
you like yeah. went into a different.
Something happened. I never forgot about
you
that.
You went into a different mode.
That was your awakening?
It was in a packed room. He spread
he
everybody.
Made a circle.
By himself.
And he went off.
Wow.
Like, it was like he was waiting for his moment to shine. Like, you know, when the. Like what's that song? Like that Lizzie McGuire thing, whatever. But that was him. That was his moment.
Man saying Lizzie McGuire.
Dude. That was his moment.
No, really though. Like that was
it. I was having way too much fun.
Yeah.
And I knew that I needed to get something off my chest. So I was like,
he was singing, "This is what dreams are made of."
Yo, dude.
Right, hey now.
Oh my God, dude. Like, just no fear, you know?
At all.
But I was a shy kid. Don't get, like, 6th, 7th grade. I didn't fuck with nobody. Like, yeah. No one knew who I was, really. I mean, if you knew me, I was known by one section. There was two hallways. One hallway knew me, just like, that's so it. Yep. There was two, you know, it was really separated.
I remember that 7th grade shit. That 7th grade shit, man.
But like, these dudes, they were always smart. You guys
were in the same hallway.
I knew they were always smart, though.
Yeah.
I was in the other one. I was.
Wow.
That shit was so weird, man. That was a
weird time.
Bro. Oh my God.
Puberty?
It's just 7th grade, we had like these two holes.
This thing started puberty in like 3rd grade.
Though. Yeah, I had a mustache. Full beard in
5th grade. Talking about, you want to come, can I come play with you?
No, but he's told me over the summer, you like freaking sprouted.
Yes.
Oh, 8th grade summer?
You walked it was 7th grade. 8th grade.
No. It was, but see, the thing was, I saw him all.
Because you're always taller, right?
I saw him all the time. Yeah, he was a little taller. And I didn't start realizing, like, slowly, this motherfucker was just like,
sprout.
I was like, nigga.
I think he really noticed it.
Like, bro, just chill out.
No, because I was around you. Since you were around me like every day, you didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it.
In the hallway orientation in 8th grade, I think you saw me stand next to people we knew, and you were
next to Trey. Because like in 7th grade, Trey was so much taller than everybody. This is Trey Foster.
Yeah.
So much taller than everybody. In 8th grade, he was standing next to Trey. I was like, bro. Like, bro, what?
The looks I got from people that day was crazy. Like,
bro, what the fuck?
It must have been crazy because people were looking at me like I was an alien. Like, yo, what?
I'm pretty sure at some point I asked the dude, like, dude, what are you eating?
I didn't grow anymore after that.
I'm pretty sure I asked him that.
I did all my growing right then. That was probably the last year I actually got sleep. So who knows how tall I would have been if I actually slept. I think that was the last year I actually slept.
Bro, that shit was crazy though. Like, you know how much you grew that summer?
I don't, bro. I never cared about height. I still don't care about it.
But like, that shit was crazy. I remember it so vividly because, like, I remember because I saw you all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
All summer. And then, like, I saw you standing next to Trey, and I remember how tall Trey was. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here, man?
I wish I could have seen that through you guys' eyes, bro.
That shit was crazy. I
didn't even care about hype, bro, at all.
Wouldn't that be dope someday to see something through someone else's eyes?
Yeah.
You might have just did something.
Right, for real.
I mean, Elon trying to help us out with that whole Neuralink. Maybe we got to ask him to add a little different department or something.
Bro.
Because you could see that, like, yo, that'd change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to tap into that.
Being able to be in, I don't know, like,
see, but at that point you'd have to understand what consciousness
exactly
is,
like, to actually like understand someone else's thought processes too.
Yeah,
like, but like, what if that is so unique that, given that the neural networks that we personally have created to put someone else into that same mind consciousness, would they even understand what the fuck is going on in your head? Like, let's say I'm just put in my consciousness. Just put into your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would I understand what the fuck is going on?
Yo, what you just said?
Probably not.
That's crazy.
What you just said?
Yeah.
That's a different level.
Bro.
What you just... You saying that... So the neural connectivity...
That we create.
Is custom.
Custom.
Per person. So you're saying if we had the technology to dump your consciousness into another person's brain... They might not even recognize
that it's
a neural network. Because it ain't... Yo, that
the clash of
at that point, right. I can walk out because SJ done just did something.
Thought of that.
He didn't give me mental homework for the week. I gotta go home. What, dude?
You gotta sit on that.
If you could numb your consciousness and then, like, actually, you know,
you'd have to start from like the big, like, that's why, like,
he's saying, let's say, so this is what he's saying. So, like, in your brain, you have all these nerves, and we know where they're at and all this stuff.
Mm.
But the way these nerves connect to each other and create pathways, it depends on what you do in your life and what, like, like the musician, whatever, or the skills you learn and when you learn them. So, your brain path might look, we don't know this for sure, but might have his own, like, own design. And his has his own different pathway because he's done different stuff. So he's saying if you try to dump consciousness,
it might be like, yo, what is this?
Yep.
What's this maze like you put me in?
Yeah, and you might be able to understand like certain things given like similarities. Like you enjoy dance, you enjoy, you know, music and all this. We enjoy that shit together. Mm. We might understand that aspect of
I think that. What's going to happen is sensation.
Yes.
Because that's basically how we...
That's how we perceive. Interpret senses.
So yeah. I think it won't necessarily be a thing of consciousness in the future if that whole... consciousness thing happened. I mean, that whole seeing what it was like
it'll
to
be a thing of sensation.
I think it'll be a thing of sensation. Yeah, so I think because we can feel,
yes,
so I think sure. they'll tap into that,
yes,
first.
And that will be the next wave of virtual reality.
Man, we should probably cut that out. So we
can I can't wait for that. Where's my money?
Where's my
money? Where's my money?
No, I'm playing. They're already way ahead of us, man. Yeah, you listening on these mics anyways. Yeah, they've been peaked. They probably done wrote that down. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah. Thank you.
If we started on podcasts way back when it actually like... Remember when like iPhones had that podcast thing? Over. And it was like, we were like... I was always like, what the
in
fuck
your
is
brother,
that?
Started that yeah. in your brother's room? It would have been a game
I was like,
right
what
there.
The fuck is that? I would always see podcast in the app thing.
They're like, what the fuck?
I slapped out. I was like, well, what is that?
Yeah, but
that?
You couldn't do... A, never, you couldn't yeah. make a podcast.
It wasn't so accessible. Yeah, you couldn't just click and start one.
Yeah.
You know? Back then, man...
But the thing
we...
is everything bounces back.
Yes.
And, like, past.
So, like, when you see something that... Man, it's like, so hard to say because it's so retrospective. But you see something that... Just take the fucking risk, man.
Yep.
Just do it. That's the end of that shit, man. Take the fucking risk.
Mm. Okay, Gary V. Yeah. But that makes me think of what he says, too. Like, everybody's sleeping on TikTok right now because TikTok is, like,
It's next Vine.
Instagram's dying and TikTok
is TikTok is
it.
Blowing the fuck up.
Millions, probably billions.
Actually,
it's probably the time to get on that TikTok hype because that is getting.
I made one already.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's getting so hyped.
I'm trying to.
The key was always video content.
Yep.
Because visual. You look back even at Vine. Vine took over the world, but how?
Yep.
Like why?
And TikTok is simple.
Well,
what is it about
Snapchat,
those shorts?
When Snapchat started doing videos, that was like.
See what I'm saying? That is the key. So like whatever app ends up utilizing that in its own way, okay. But the key is these short little video things. There's something powerful about it.
Well, just videos in general. I feel like that's why YouTube has stayed consistently.
Yeah.
But they're really well managed, though. Yeah. Well, I know they be taking people money, all that stuff. But like I'm saying, in terms of like running up, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like that short amount of time. It's like it's almost like the beautiful and perfect amount of time to be introduced to someone else's mindset. Like their level of like what they are doing. It's like it gives you like this insight into their head almost.
Yeah.
And that's so attractive
Jesus
to humans.
Man, listen, I
feel it's so attractive to humans.
Different level like SJ.
I don't know, man. That shit crazy to me.
But I felt what you said though.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because that's facts.
Yes.
It's their art. Mm-hmm. And your art's different from his art.
And there's a reason why it resonates with you.
Yes.
Too,
yeah. Because we as
language.
Humans we love seeing that uniqueness, but also that confirmation from other people that yes, that is something you do, but I know that too.
Yeah,
I can relate to that. I see it. I do that same thing.
Yeah,
because most of the stuff
like
that are popular, it makes sense to everybody. You know, like we all connect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of it. It's like, oh my god, like we're the same.
Yeah. Whether people want to admit it or not.
I don't know, man. And the people that
we're
are...
We're all the same, but we're also different.
Yeah. Yes.
And the people that are so
that's
popular...
That's the balance.
People that are so
life
popular on
balance.
Those apps...
Yeah. There's always...
They know how to do that.
The law of polarity.
Yeah. Yep. They know. They just understand people on a different level, man.
So...
And that... If you want to become a popular person on one of those apps, you got to do that.
So what's going to be next after TikTok?
See, the thing is, I don't know... We don't know how long TikTok's going to last. Because, like, I mean... Look how long, I mean, musically, right?
Musically and TikTok are the same.
They're like, right. But they're different. They're owned by different entities, aren't they?
No, I think TikTok bought Musical.ly. Musical.ly
really?
Is TikTok.
So TikTok
is Musical.ly.
Sheesh, dude.
TikTok
wow.
Is
see, now Facebook owns Instagram.
Right.
And Google owns YouTube.
Facebook is in its own different level because Facebook owns WhatsApp, too. And WhatsApp, if you go anywhere outside the United States, bro.
It's WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I use WhatsApp with my YouTube. Family in Canada. Google's
partnered with YouTube.
Yeah, Google's so like, been on YouTube
so it's
for
like,
years now.
So that's
And
that's,
it used to just be Google and YouTube.
Okay, but yeah. I think the thing that I love about Google is the whole Google Doc thing and the interplay between your YouTube account and like access things like that.
Bro,
what they did there, that continuity
done?
There.
Oh my God.
If Google could come out with a device that people really like, oh man.
It's well, even watch even out. Facebook it's though, over. A lot of other like sites that you have to make accounts, you can log in with Facebook.
See, yeah, and see, Google's really gone on the hype too now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but
yeah,
there's,
it'll be like Facebook.
It'll
Google.
Say Facebook. Initially, it was just logging with Facebook.
Yep.
They
now you'll
Facebook
see,
and all them, they fighting for a
yep.
certain type of surface area.
Facebook and Google, they fighting, man.
And people don't even know that they fighting for
yep.
right now. That's
yep.
the
and
craziest thing.
Bro, the fact, like, think about it. How like compared to the past, how often do you use your Facebook now?
Definitely
very
not
very little.
No. Well,
but you know how
Instagram or not? Because
see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the fact that they
that is Facebook.
The fact that yeah. they were able to foresee that, yo, nothing is forever.
You know, let me. I like the fact that you said foresee, but now that we have all this analytics, like right now, I mean, I you know, work I do right now. Like
analytics,
we,
okay,
it's something we look at, mm. right? Even if it's something very brief, like obviously somebody gets you. Permission or whatever, look what, but like basically all this data your phone contains, man. To all these apps, yo, they can see what you like,
yeah.
when you like it, how
yeah.
you like it,
and
what
there's
you
companies
don't
that
like.
Sell that to Facebook. They sell
okay.
that to everyone.
What I'm saying is, so like they're not even sitting there. The reason why they staying on top now is because they got Google, even Google, all these. They know what you do.
Yeah.
So
yep.
of course they gonna know what you like, bro.
They're paying
they,
attention.
It can read it, and then they compile all that into
yep.
a big old
We've
thing.
Searched something on Google, and then next thing you know, we're watching Hulu, and there's
They're listening. So that's why they on top. They have access
yeah.
to the data, though. And everybody knows
literally
that.
Literally what we were just talking about.
So it's like, at this point, if you're trying to take down one of the giants, bro, you better have better data than they do. Because
yeah.
they got all
and
the data for all
get
these
better
devices.
Data
Good luck.
If you don't got that money... That requires to get that data.
If
man.
Google and Facebook were being run by idiots, you'd have a chance. Because there's some
yeah.
great companies that literally just like, just didn't mismanage themselves,
yeah.
right? But like,
mm-hmm.
they're being run by people that know
and they have
how to hold
so
on to
many
it.
Different heads. Like, it's not just one brain in there, man. They get the best of the best all into a group, and it's like. How do you compete with that,
man? Good luck, bro.
How do you compete? Like, the only thing you can do is you can join them.
He said, that ain't bad. I feel like everybody want to be their own boss. But like, honestly, there's not enough room for that.
Exactly.
I mean, you can go do that, but I'm saying,
yep.
like, in reality, there's not actually
yep.
enough room for everybody
there's,
being
a There's only bosses. One Mark Zuckerberg in the world, man.
Yeah,
there's only one Warren Buffett. There's
yeah,
only
the
one
same,
Bill Gates.
At the same time, when MySpace was huge...
See, but they weren't managed correctly. That's
oh,
what I'm
right.
trying to say. Is like you understanding that foresight
yep.
and then having the right
that
people
dude,
around you.
Yeah. That dude didn't realize he could have made. He could have had a $1 billion industry.
He walked so all these people could run.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I mean, you think about it. This dude is like 27, and he made this thing, and he sold it for $650 million. At that age, man, if I
I'm
could
taking
sell
that too, bro.
If I could sell someone for $650 million.
Oh my god.
You gotta have
god, I'd be like, take my dick. Like,
oh
what the
fuck? You said take my
dick.
Yo, you gotta have vision though. Some people don't have vision. Like some people I told people like to make money you don't need vision. And you don't need to be smart.
No, you don't.
You can be an idiot
yep.
and make millions. Mm-hmm.
Drug
I tell people all the time. So and some let's be real, there's some drug dealers like they shrewd, bro. Like, let's not act like... Let's talk about people selling drugs and stuff when you got people... Like honestly, like, that's just business to me.
Yeah.
Like, you got a product people want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they want it. And you know where to find it. And you sell it in a way where you make money off of it.
Merch.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, there's... illegality and all that stuff, but like obviously like
at the end of the day it is a business, it's a business empire.
So
that's Columbia for you.
Man.
Everything's a transaction.
So everything's sales is
everything
saying.
Is a transaction.
I don't know about that though, but
okay.
I know where she's going with that though. I think it's easy to think that way by default, but I think if you're trying to transcend a certain level, you have to see past that.
That everything is sales? Or that, I mean, I'm not saying that that is, but like, or everything's a transaction.
I think it's easy to live that way naturally, but mm-hmm. if you look past that, that's where the real fruit is at.
I don't know what to think of that actually right now.
You good? I'll just throw a dart at your head. I'll
throw a dart at your head, bro. Hold on, just a second. Let me stop this real quick.
Nah, go ahead.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.